You seem like you deserved a better fate on that last goal, Stephanie. You made a great save. What was your read on it?
Yeah, it was a tough one. You know, it's pretty close to goal, and when you have such a large wall, it's tough to get any vision on the ball, really. And, you know, I was happy to get a hand on it and give us a chance. But, you know, at the same time, when you have a big wall, it's less people man-marking, so it's tough to keep track of the man for the rebound. So that was a bit unfortunate, but just, you know, trying to do my part.
What did you think about the whole team performance? I mean, it says a lot about this team now. You get disappointed when you don't manage to beat Germany.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have such high expectations for ourselves now, and we're really pushing. You know, we say we want to be number one, and we're very serious about that. And so, you know, when we come out against these teams, we definitely want to get the results. But I'm extremely happy with the performance. You know, we were able to score two great goals in front of Canadian fans and get them excited about it. And I think, you know, a good takeaway is that we are right there. You know, we're so close, and it's a few small lapses that, you know, those teams are going to punish us for. So it's just keeping tight in those moments, you know, after we score, keeping tight, not allowing them to come down and score right away. So it's just those little things, but those are the kinks that we'll get out now before qualifying and before the World Cup.
Who are you training with now? Have you found a new team?
Yeah, I'm still full-time training with the men's team over in Calgary and getting games in with the women's team there, and buying time until I sign my contract to head over to Europe.
What did you think, Steph, when they did come down and you're picking the ball out of the net like a minute into the game?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, it's never the start you want, but it's, I think, unfortunately a good lesson for us and a good, you know, reminder for us that it, you know, when you come out on the field from the first whistle to the final whistle, you've got to be focused and ready to go and not let those things happen.
And on that save on the midway through the first half, it seemed like you were kind of recovered nicely. Could you kind of see the cross coming in as it floated in?
Yeah, it was one of those ones where I knew the cross wasn't something that I was going to be able to cut out. So, you know, my biggest thing was just get to the back post and make myself as big as possible so that when she were to head it, you know, it's the same thing as going down as a block. It was just a block in the air. So I was just trying to get as big as possible.
Clean in the 3-5-2 formation. What did that look like from your vantage point?
Yeah, it's a good one for us. You know, we worked out a lot of kinks this week in it in terms of defensive shape. It's great because you've got three strong center backs who can be really aggressive off the front, and you know, any German strikers that were coming out, we could have our center backs right on their back. And you know, we had some wingers who were able to give us full width in the attack and really help us to switch the play. And that's something we really want to keep moving forward to, is getting the switch of play and being able to switch it back and forth and really use the width, because we've got some extremely talented players who can play out there. And so it's about giving them opportunities to be 1v1 and hit the crosses in, which I thought they did brilliant at today.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.